Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And tonight we have New York astrologer Carol Reeder, Tish Aiken, with us. And we're going to talk about the eclipses. But Tish is a New York-based astrologer, tarot reader with 10 years of experience. And I study through the NCGR education program for astrologers. I incorporate both astrology and tarot into my readings and at parties. I currently read for two major international websites, as well for a diverse personal clientele and several corporate and private events. I love working with people at parties, and I'm very passionate about what I do. I find great accuracy both looking through at what's impacting the individual's chart and through empathetic guidance through angel tarot readings, and have great consistency and accuracy with my clients. And without any further ado, I want to welcome the wise and the very pretty Tish Aikens to the show. Welcome, Tish.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I am very, very good. And Tish, we're right in the middle of the eclipse season. And tell people what really kind of, just give them a general overview of what happens during the eclipse season.
Okay, so eclipses happen every 6 months, and it's a very powerful time. It's a time when, you know, things can be brought to light that we have not known up until now, up until this moment. Sometimes very unpredictable things happen, very unexpected things happen in our lives, and it sheds light on matters that maybe we've up until now not dealt with. And so it can provide a lot of answers. They can actually provide a lot of answers, but it can be a very uprooting time as well, because it's so much energy.
But it also, for me, I'm going to talk about personal, it's really erupted pretty big things in my life and really has opened up things to a new way of being. But I know one thing, it really allows you to bring up stuff that's supposed to leave your life. How does that work?
That's very true, and especially with this eclipse series, because these eclipses are involving the south node in Taurus, and the south node is what we're meant to let go of. And this eclipses in general, will some things and people can be eclipsed from our lives that are no longer working. And in this particular series, because it's in Scorpio Taurus, Scorpio is the sign of death and rebirth. So again, endings and letting go to transform. And Taurus is the physical, the material. So maybe, and it's ruled by Venus, which could be relationships. So definitely eclipses can bring things we need to let go of, but also new beginnings as well. Solar eclipses tend to usher in new things and new people in our lives as well.
You know, that's something that's very important, and something I've really expanded into myself. It is about the things that leave, but old things have to leave to allow new things to come in.
Yeah.
And with the eclipse season, Tish, how does that really give people a new start with a new awareness, but also the new wisdom to expand their life and live in a better way?
Well, there is an expression, nature abhors a vacuum. And so when we get rid of things that are blocking it, you know, new things come in. But once, you know, whether it's people, if somebody's obsessed with a person and it's not working with that person, they're maybe not allowing themselves to be in a healthy relationship because they're so focused on something that's not working, or maybe it's a career that's just not working for them, whatever it might be in their lives. I think that this is really a time to assess what's working and what's not working. And for each of us right now, there certainly is an area of our chart and of our lives that we're, you know, that we're letting go of on some level, whether it's just patterns and habits or actual people, you know. And I think that when you clear that energy, you know, then, you know, new things come in. But when you're, you know, when it's still when you're occupied, when it's occupied, obviously you can't allow something new into it. So I think these eclipses, this past eclipse we had was a lunar eclipse, which is the emotional. So for each of us, what's come up in the last few weeks, you know, what has surfaced emotionally, and just pondering that now in order to maybe let go of certain things or things that are bothering us that, you know, are still there. And, you know, now we're having a solar eclipse approaching on the 10th of May, and that's also conjunct the south node, because the solar eclipse is in Taurus, and the nodes of fate, the south node, is what we're meant to let go of. The north node is in Scorpio currently, and this is like the next year and a half, what we're meant to go towards. So the fact that this next eclipse, usually solar eclipses, and they are more, you know, more about new beginnings. This one is going to be conjunct the south node. There's still a lot of release going on with this eclipses in general, but particularly this sign axis, I feel, Scorpio, Taurus, death and rebirth with Scorpio, you know.
And Scorpio is kind of a high-fired energy anyway, isn't it?
It's definitely an intense sign. It's a water sign, but it's ruled by Mars, you know, the modern ruler, which is very fiery. So yes, it is a fiery energy. It definitely is.
And then when persons get let go of something, things get a little warm and you become a little more intense. So, and it seems like the higher the intensity, the more you let go and the bigger the new beginning, wouldn't you feel?
I would say yes. And I think that in this past eclipse, Saturn, which is currently in Scorpio, and Saturn is the authority, it's the taskmaster, it's conjunct the North Node. So, you know, Saturn was conjunct that eclipse, so it's making us look at things in a very naked light right now, in a very sobering light of what, again, face this. This is what you need to do. You know, it's that got that message to it.
And you know that, and that's not only true, but I'm doing it in my own life, because I'm actually going to be working with a hypnotherapist. Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning at 5 in the morning.
Great.
And I've discovered something. You can't do it by yourself. It takes a third person to find what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And also, but you also do tarot readings. And if anybody wants to call Tish and talk about astrology or tarot, the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And if you could give somebody some way out of the blue to help them ease their way through this to understand it better, what would that be?
I feel this is an important time to do a lot of meditation, and however one chooses to meditate, I like to chant. People, you know, burning sage is a really good thing right now. It's something that you can do, you know, throughout your apartment, do the corners, the closets, burn incense, do things to try to let go of energy, to let go of other people's energy, because people are going to be very emotional right now. This is a long eclipse season, because we're going to have three eclipses in a row where normally we just have two. So this is prolonged energy, you know, in terms of that. It's going to go through the end of next month. We've got an eclipse on May 10th, and then the third one is on May 25th. So, you know, I think really trying to bring down anxiety, because that's a trend I'm seeing in a lot of my clients is people are calling up, and the same word comes over and over, I'm anxious. So I think bringing down anxiety, and however that person, you know, can do it.
Yeah, in silence you expand. I'm on TishAiken.com, and I'm on her website. And you can see where she writes for the New York Examiner. And she's also got a deal, a drop-down called Reserve. And you can go up there and get a private reading, and it's got her number and a way to email her. Tish.
That's true. Cool.
And also, you can go on there and get her phone number, and you can get her email, everything right there. But, Tish, do we have now, we used to have one, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse in November. Is that coming up, too? I'm just curious.
You mean, is that going to come again in November?
Yeah, the same eclipses that's happened the last 2 years, are they going to happen again this fall?
Well, so these eclipses, yes. So in November, you're right, we're finishing up the series that was Sagittarius Gemini. So in the last couple of years, we had lunar eclipses that were, or eclipses, not just lunar, but we had eclipses that were right next to, you know, right close to Thanksgiving. So those eclipses were in the Gemini-Sagittarius axis. But what happened this past November is that the eclipse series now began in the Scorpio-Taurus axis. So that started. And, yes, we are going to have eclipses in November, but this coming fall we're going to have eclipses starting in the Libra-Aries axis. So we're going to have an eclipse in October. I believe it's on the 17th offhand. And then we're going to have an eclipse on November 3rd, so which will be in Scorpio again. So it's going to still be in the fall, but now it's going to be more like October, November, that kind of thing.
And, you know, I just was curious. I didn't know, because these eclipses, actually, after you learn how or open up to them, they actually do expand you. It's just the immediate anxiety of them is what people have to open up to understand. Wouldn't you feel?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. And I think that it can be sometimes for people very exciting events can happen around, you know, in a good way, around eclipses can occur. But I think that sometimes a lot of times there's disruptiveness, there's endings, and people fear change, obviously, a lot of times. And so it can be, at the time, it doesn't seem like it's a good thing. But, you know, yeah, there can be big things happening. And I think that the eclipses now are going to be, this is going to be a particularly big spring because of the three eclipses. Not only happens every couple of years, because the eclipse itself has to be within 15 degrees of the nodes. And the nodes are the nodes of fate, the north node and the south node. And all of these three eclipses, well, by nature, are going to be within 15 degrees of that axis.
And you also write about astrology and stuff on the New York Examiner. I'm looking at one of your, at the spring eclipses break on through to the other side. Isn't that
yes.
What eclipses really do, is break you through the crust of your own limitation?
Yeah, well, I quoted Jim Morrison on that. But, yes, I think that, it does. They do. They certainly do. They illuminate. It's involving the lights, the sun and the moon, and they definitely shed light. I mean, you can get some very unexpected news. You can get, something. Sometimes you can find something from the distant past that you uncover, or, you know, you can hear from somebody maybe from the distant past, things like that. But, yeah, I've already had that in my life. I got some news, and that it's just begun. So I think for each of us, it uncovers things. And I think that, this week right now, the sun and Saturn are opposite, so, and that was what the nature of last week's eclipse was. So each of us is in a solitary phase right now where we're kind of examining things and we're seeing, seeing some of the constraints or limitations around us, you know, and what we need to focus on too.
I'm looking at, you can also find Tish on Twitter at Astrologer Tish, and you're also on Facebook. But here's the thing about these eclipses, and I just started learning about them a couple years ago. But what fascinates me is how they come up with things you have no clue that had to be let go of, and things that will expand into your life.
And I've seen
and
that happen
even
with you, right? But we know specifically in your life, I remember you had right by it, not this past November, but do you remember about a year ago, 2011, I think, that you had you found out some information about somebody that you knew and that you weren't aware of.
And see, the thing is, you have to get to go through the first expansion. Then you start looking for see what's going to happen, because you really do get the freedom of expansion with these eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let go of the word change and start using the word expand, these things become a fascination of expansion for me. But here's the thing about these ones that are coming. These are going to be some intense things because this is something I've kind of expanded into. These eclipses also have a lot to do with the whole world and the kind of the breaking through and showing the world where we're locked up and bound in old ways, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would. And I think that, you know, around the eclipses that we had last November, while Sandy was within, Hurricane Sandy was about a week or maybe about, you know, 10 days before that new eclipse series in Scorpio. And then we just had, you know, Boston and Texas and all this explosiveness and horrible things, obviously, you know, right near this eclipse series. So, you know, sometimes, like you said, you know, there are big events that happen that affect, you know, many people, you know, certainly. Yeah.
So now, if you was in business right now with the solar eclipse coming up, what was something that you would really pay attention to that's going to expand your business?
Well, I think that solar eclipses, you know, are a time to plant seeds and to focus on what you want to start, what you want to, you know, begin and create. And I think that I like to write down intentions of what I want to manifest, and I like to do something called the law of abundance on new moons in general, but especially on a solar eclipse. I really like to, you know, focus on that energy because, you know, that is a time that you can focus on goals, on, you know, new projects, new things coming in. Whereas a full moon eclipse tends to be more about, you know, it tends to be more relationship oriented, and it tends to be more emotional and, you know, and letting go. It's a release. And a solar eclipse, a new moon eclipse, is more about new beginnings. It's more about the, you know, the self and starting things for oneself. So I really, if I, you know, in business, I want to focus on what my goals are for the rest of the year and what I want to, you know, begin, what new projects.
And that's true, but, you know, here's the thing. If you was ever going to expand your business, you'd write your intentions now. Wouldn't you?
I think that you were asking about the eclipse specifically, and I think that that really is a powerful time for focusing because, you know, I think sometimes you got to be doing, you know, you got to be walking the walk, and sometimes you know what I mean? So sometimes you're doing it, but I think it's more just focusing on that energy during that time because it's really like, you know, I think about making wishes in some level, you know. But, yeah, I agree. I think that's always a trend in one's life.
Yeah, and you want to put a vision up there that's bigger than the world itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's the thing. Right now, with the solar eclipse is kind of coming at a good time because how is it that you feel this will actually allow people to actually see something in a positive way than everything in the negative way, in the way we've been taught that everything's bad? They'll open their eyes to see that there is really good in the world.
Well, how will this happen for them? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Yes.
I think that that's up to the individual. I think that, you know, there are going to be some events that are shocking, you know, and are going to be challenging during this particular eclipse series, I have to say, because there's a lot of letting go, and you're talking about fixed signs, Scorpio and Taurus. Well, the last eclipse series is Gemini Sag, which is not fixed, it's mutable, but the fixed signs in particular are very resistant to change, and particularly Taurus does not want to let go. And I think that, so I think it's going to be difficult and painful for some people, truthfully. But what they're not maybe conscious of is that it's something that's maybe painful for them right now that they're stuck in. And so each of us is facing what he or she is stuck in, what we need to kind of release. And, you know, we have a planetary alignment of Pluto, which is the agent of change and transformation, making a challenging aspect to Uranus, which also lets go, but in a more shocking way, you know, kind of really, you know, it's the rabble rouser of the zodiac, and so they're making a square in the sky, and that's going to affect world events for sure, you know, but also in each of our lives that, you know, what we need to, you know, again, there's going to be some shocking things. And I just read on Facebook, somebody, you know, somebody was lost and they found the person's brother in a river. And, you know, you're going to hear some sad and shocking things in people's lives, you know, and unfortunately, you know, but to be honest, there's going to be, I think maybe just realizing just what you do have, what your blessings are and in all of this, you know, when you hear things like that. So, but it's not a totally easy time. So it may be that with some of these eclipses, you know, with the energy, that people won't be aware of the, you know, the healing factor until later, you know, until it works on them for a while, you know.
That's absolutely true. A challenge isn't in your life because it's wrong. It's there because it's daring you to expand, and it's there because you have the guts to expand through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what these eclipses are doing. It's actually showing people their courage to expand. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. I think that it's forcing people to have courage, because the eclipse that just passed, for instance, in Scorpio, conjunct Saturn, that's a very, you know, difficult combination. Saturn conjunct the moon is very, you know, it's a cold alignment. And so it's facing fears, and that takes courage, right? So it's painful, perhaps. It's scary. But in doing that, it also, you know, I think it's releasing fears, and that's empowering, you know. So that you know, that brings the courage, or uses courage.
Anything to do with Saturn is going to have some courage to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you that one.
You're the king
heart.
Of Saturn. Yeah, you know. It's true.
But anyway, but here's the thing. Doesn't the world actually, to me, and something I'm really expanding into myself, the world is actually asking for courage to expand out of this, really this control of our, thinking somebody else is going to do it for us, into taking our individuality forward. Ain't that what these solar eclipses and things could be about?
I think that, yes, that could be certainly, I think that, you know, eclipses are revelations. So when you have those kind of experiences, that they help us to, you know, again, you know, the empowering aspect of it, and you know, and what we can do with the information to be more, you know, autonomous and to be more independent. Yes, but I think the Pluto Uranus aspect that really is coloring these eclipses, because it's going to be concurring, you know, during this, it's concurring with the last two eclipses of this, so, you know, it's right in the middle, so it's right, you know, same time. Those are agents for change, and for individuality with Uranus involved, certainly, and for becoming more independent, for sure.
Well, and that's what we really have to do here, is become more, not so much independent, but as dependent on our own wisdom and our own fortitude to move forward. That's what I feel.
Yes, yes. And I think that's a great way of putting it, actually.
And see, something for me is these eclipses, when I didn't understand it 2 years ago, and now I understand it, I actually look forward to it, because I know I'm going to get uneasy, grumpy, and everything else. But in the end, I really expand.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, you know, I've seen people, I can remember, you know, because I've been paying attention to eclipses probably for about, you know, I mean, I knew about them, but really paying attention to them for maybe about the last 12 years, 11 years or so. And I can remember so many events, you know, where a friend lost her job on the day of an eclipse. And, of course, that day was an awful day for her. But later on, she got a better job, you know. But at the time, it doesn't feel good, you know. Or, you know, I've seen people, you know, just lots of crazy things happen. And endings, certainly. Yeah, But bring new beginnings.
You know, that's the biggest thing right there. You got to have an ending to have a beginning.
Yep.
And that's what people are really so attached to life, is that they won't expand. And then they hold on to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we can choose to let go because it's for our higher good, we really open up. So with the eclipse coming, with all the business and all the things going on, is this going to give us a shake-up to be more aware of our own talent?
I would say that it could, you know, it could definitely, you know, because Venus is, you know, ruling the solar eclipse and ruling the south node in these eclipse series, that, you know, what we value and could be talents, could be, you know, what beauty we bring to the world. And that would be talent in any form, I think, brings beauty.
Yeah. And see, the beauty of life is we get to live it. And we can expand through anything when we don't use our own wisdom to move forward. But anyway, Tayshe, we're down here in the call-in number, 718-305-6548. But on this solar eclipse, solar eclipse, you was talking mm-hmm. about the law of abundance. Tell people what to do with the law of
sure.
abundance.
Sure. So a big thing to do on the day of the eclipse, and I have done this on solar eclipses, where I've written down a specific goal, and perhaps it was a financial goal. You know, whether I remember once I was in the process of moving, and it was a few months away, and I wrote down what I wanted to pay in rent and what kind of apartment I wanted to have. And I literally got the apartment I wanted. I wanted a terrace. I had this whole, you know, configuration of what I wanted. But the rent, I think, was within $25 a month of what my goal was. So, you know, really, you know, writing some intentions, you know, for that eclipse, but also, and yes, in general, but for that day of the eclipse. And then the law of abundance is taking a blank check, writing it for, you know, date, put down the date of the day of the eclipse, which is May 10th, and then where the check says pay to the order of, you print your full name, and then the small numeric box where you usually put the, you know, print the amount, you leave that blank. And then the next line where you usually write out the amount, you write you print paid in full, and at the bottom of the check where you usually sign your name, you sign the law of abundance. And I don't like to put, I specifically don't like to, or personally rather, don't like to put a dollar amount in there because I like to leave it boundless. But some people like to put a specific amount, and that's okay. I mean, that's, I think that's subjective, what you want to do in that way.
You said something right before where you write the law of abundance, where the check you write it for is for, what did you say there? I didn't hear that.
Which part?
You know, you the law of abundance, but you put for. You know where you put the law of abundance?
Oh,
where
you say pay to the order of, you print the law of abundance.
Oh, in there you put
No,
the law
pay to the
abundance.
Order of, you print, I'm sorry, pay to the order of, you print your full name.
Yeah.
And then where you normally write the, you know, print out the amount, you write out the amount, you print paid in full, and at the bottom of the check you sign the law of abundance.
Okay, but where it's for, you don't put anything in there? You know, a lot of people write what the check is for.
Oh, you mean the memo part?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, and that I think is that can be, you know, I never really thought of that part of it. You could put the solar eclipse, or you could put whatever you want. I think that's a good point. I mean, that's something that I think is up to the individual. But those are the rules generally on the other part of the check.
Yeah. So anyway, we're down to 43 seconds. It's Tayshe Aiken's. Her website is tayshaiken.com. Astrology and tarot together, it's very powerful. And we're getting down to the last 30 seconds. Tate, give everybody some wisdom to live by, and I'll close out the show.
Focus on what you need to release during this time, because these are some things that you can, you know, let go for good, especially if it's something that's really hindering you and keeping you back in some way. And that, of course, is empowering, because you can really transcend.
Yes. Anyway, Paige, thank you very much for being my guest. Thank you to all the listeners.
Thank you.
And thank everybody. I'll be here Thursday night myself. My guest for Thursday had something come up. Ain't that just kind of normal this right now? Anyway.
Yes.
And Tish, thank you. And thank you all the listeners. We'll be here Thursday night, and we will entertain you with something. No, it's going to
be
you
more.
It's more about how we look at life, and something I've expanded through myself. And it's about the womb to 1 year old, and a whole bunch of things are going to be thrown in. So thank you, and Dish, thank you, and thank the listeners again, and good night, everybody.